With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
If he was still there, it would be a different story.
I told you, the relationship was with the old staff.
Right, they don't know anybody. They don't know anybody, other than Kermit. Mm-hmm. That's the only guy they know on that staff.
Ole Miss also has, and look, they could play together, but they've got a guy that kind of does what DJ does in Dude Column, in Antavian Column, the guy I was telling you about. They've got him already in the fold.
Right. It's going to be a very, very interesting recruitment. And, you know, at this point, four still in it. Memphis, Mississippi State, Alabama, and Ole Miss, according to DJ's dad. Should be very interesting to see exactly how it plays out. We'll see a decision next week. Some point, so be on the lookout. All right, we'll come back. Taco Meat's going to join us. I've given him five games, Jason.
Good.
I've given him five games. He's gone 3-2 the last 2 weeks. Can he get over the hump? Can he get to 4-1?
Still looking for that perfect week.
We'll find out when we come back. Jason DeJohn, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
It's football season and the kids are in school. Winter season is just around the corner. Now's the time to start getting ready for colder weather. Why? Gibson Propane is offering fall savings with prices that make it easy. Sign up with Gibson Propane and fill your tank today to take advantage of this hot propane deal. Gibson Propane delivers the safest and most reliable service, including forklifts, dispensers, and temp heat for construction. Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Call Gibson Propane today at 901-363-0101 or 1-800-AmeriGas.
Wolf Chase Toyota invites you to join them in the fight to find a cure for breast cancer. Now till October 31st, Wolf Chase Toyota is donating a portion of the proceeds from every new vehicle sold to breast cancer research during their Drive Pink sales event. Together, we can make a difference. Wolf Chase Toyota is your number one volume sales leader in Memphis for 2017, according to TMS NBS reporting. We couldn't be where we are today without the great people of Memphis, and we're honored to give back to help fund breast cancer research. Shop online today, wolfchasetoyota.com.
Baby's up being bad tonight. Baby and a boyfriend that had a big fight.
Saturday, October 27th, the hard-workingest, good-timingest, foot-stompingest, honky-talkingest band on earth returns to the Fitz. Sawyer Brown, if you've never seen them live, then you haven't seen live. It's not just non-stop rocking, it's non-slow down even for a minute rocking.
Some girls don't like boys like me.
Tickets start at $30. Get them at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. Better yet, spend Saturday night with the Sawyer Brown concert package. A deluxe room and two reserved seat tickets for just $199. Call 662-363-LUCK. Sawyer Brown, Saturday, October 27th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Okay, 21, gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
The Gravely Commercial Fleet Salesman is going on right now over at Commercial Equipment Company. They're located at 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive. So get on over there right now. Throughout the entire month of October, all Gravely Commercial lawnmowers, that includes all walk-behind, zero-turn, and stand-on mowers, they are on sale.
And remember, you get 0% financing. That's up to 48 months, for up to 48 months, on selected models. It's the Gravely Commercial Fleet Sales Event going on at Commercial Equipment. As John said, they're located at 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive. It's real easy to get to, just south of Summer Avenue. In your mind, visualize, or just across the street from Putt-Putt. Everybody knows where that's at. You can call them up at 901-275-8177. Again, that number, 275-8177. And, John, they've got those blowers on sale,
too. Yes, they do. Yeah, up to $50 off those blowers, those Red Max backpack blowers. They're the most powerful on the market. Just call for more details or stop by and let Jose help you pick out the blower that's going to work best for you.
Washington, D.C., still a total mess. And Marsha Blackburn is a big part of it. During her 16 years in Congress, Marsha Blackburn has collected over $800,000 from the pharmaceutical industry. They got their money's worth when Marsha Blackburn passed legislation making it harder for the DEA to crack down on suspicious opioid shipments. Drug companies were selling huge amounts of oxycodone to shady pharmacies that were in turn selling it to whoever could pay. No real questions asked. The DEA tried to crack down. and Marsha Blackburn stopped them. 60 Minutes did a story on it. You can look it up online for yourself. After 16 years, Marsha Blackburn has become the worst of Washington. Phil Bredesen will work across party lines to change Washington.
I'm Phil Bredesen, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bredesen for Senate.
National contest, data message rates apply. Now, it's Memphis Money Madness. Penny, hoops, and cash. All month long. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Here's this hour's code word.
Word is otter. O-T-T-E-R. You can text the word otter now to 72881. Win 1,000 bucks. You got 55 minutes to do it, and you could be our next local Memphis Money Madness winner. Again, 55 minutes. Grab your cell phone and text the word otter, O-T-T-E-R, to 72881. You can take that grand and go spend your money over at Platinum Jewelers in Germantown with Jason and John, okay? Text the word otter to 72881. We got another cash word coming up at 2 o'clock for the Eric Hasseltine Show here on 92.9.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's the Jason and John Road Show, live today from Platinum Jewelers Grand Opening at 9387 Poplar Avenue for the new Germantown store on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Germantown Hardware is family owned and operated by the Wagner since 2001. You can take their prices and compare them to any big box store. Take care of all your grilling needs, the Big Green Egg, Weber's, Primo's, all the accessories you need there at Germantown Hardware and Paints. It's football season, so you're going to want to make sure your tailgating setup is perfect. And you get great service, just like with Ernie.
Yes, and we're out this way. We're out in Germantown, so it's the perfect time to stop by Germantown Hardware and Paints for me, because, John, I'm thinking about, like, my man, Brother Burns, down in Texas, listens to the show regularly. He's got two Big Green Eggs.
Two.
You see that one over there? You see the big boy over there that's right behind you?
That is a large.
That is the one I want. I think I might be upgrading, John, or at least getting another one. And we'll do it from the with the folks over at Germantown Hardware and Paints. And listen, you need paints. That's the name of the game for you. They've got all the Benjamin Moore paints you need. That staff's going to help you pick out just the right color for your project. You can get at them at Germantown and Poplar. That's where they're located. Or you can get at them online at germantownhardware.com.
All right. Every Friday around this time, we go to our picks expert, one of the brightest minds in all of sports gambling today. He goes by Taco Meat, and he's on Twitter at Taco901M. He joins us now. Taco, good day.
What's up with it?
We're at Platinum Jewelers. Have you ever asked a woman to marry you?
Jason, what's going on?
Man, what's up, brother? How's everything going for you?
Man, I'm over here just chopping up some carrots, man. What you making, man?
You making a stew or something? What are you making, stew?
No, man, just some carrot sticks dipped in grape jelly.
Grape jelly? Man, I've heard a ranch dressing taco.
Hold on. Grape jelly on everything. You know what I mean?
You can't put it on carrots, bro.
Hold on, bro. So you mean telling me you ain't never had grape jelly on top of a hamburger?
Bruh.
What the hell?
You know what?
Wing Guru need to come out with a grape jelly sauce.
Grape jelly premium flavor.
This sounds like, Taco, you struggling over there, dog? You need me to send you, like, some condiments? You all right?
Is that just something you were out of one day, and you said, I'm going to put this jelly on it?
Not that, man. It's just, I don't know, man. You ain't never put grape jelly on top of your meatloaf?
Brother, I'm gonna put some ketchup on top of that meatloaf. I'm not putting any grape jelly.
Then what you do? Take the grape jelly.
What are you talking about?
Grape jelly does go good with like meats, like chicken and stuff like that. He's right.
Now they also put it on the sausage and meat plates and stuff like that. Yeah, that's true.
It's upper crust, man. You ain't even know it.
You ain't lying. We will look to you for all that champagne caviar and grape jelly stuff.
Taco, let me ask you this. That's out of my league. We're out at Platinum Jewelers right now. Have you ever asked a woman to marry you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She said no, but I'm still with her.
She said no. Are you being for real?
Did you get the ring?
Yeah, for real. She said no, but I'm still with her. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
for real?
She's afraid that if we get married, As long as we've been together 15 years, we'll be divorced in 6 months.
I don't know how different it would be, Taco. I'm going to be honest with you.
Taco, things do change when they got that
best friend. Because you feel like you have to, you know what I'm saying?
Taco, but hold on, let me tell you something.
To those vows.
Me and my wife were together for about a combined 8 to 9 years before I asked her to marry me. And let me tell you, man, I'm being honest with you, man. Nothing changed. It's only gotten better. Real talk, man, for real.
Right. I feel you. That's good for y'all. Y'all are married men, family men, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so
I
you're...
I guess we not.
So you guys have been together for 15 years, though.
Yeah.
It's a common law marriage, just so you know.
Oh, see, I already tried to run that game on her. She said, we ain't on the same bill. We got to be on the same bill. They already tried to pop that on me.
That didn't work. All right, Taco. All right, let's say you ready to talk some college football?
Yeah.
Okay.
Most definitely.
So the last 2 weeks, you've gone a combined 6-4. How would you assess your performance in the first 2 weeks of this segment so far?
You know, somebody has picked up this expertise and ran with it. You know what I'm saying? Like Henderson.
I did okay.
You know, it could have been better. There's room for improvement, a lot of improvement.
He's not even taking credit for picking Texas last week. And
you picked
Texas,
You picked the score, brother.
And you picked them by three.
Hey, I'm telling you, it's a rivalry. It's a rivalry. All bets are off. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The line doesn't exist.
It's there, but it's really not there.
We have
given you 5 games this week. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Let's make this money.
Let's get this money with Taco Meat so we can get him married. We gotta pay for a Taco Meat marriage. All right. Washington, Oregon. Washington is favored by 3.5.
You know what, Washington, you know what I'm saying? They had that win against Auburn earlier this year. You know what I'm saying? You know, and Washington State, they have a good team, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what, I think I'm going, you know, I was thinking about it, and I'm rolling with Washington.
Okay, you're rolling.
Washington's going to cover.
All right, so you like Washington -3.5. And I will say, though, that there's a little problem with your logic. Washington lost to Auburn early in the year.
Oh, yeah, I had it backwards.
Does that change your pick?
Oh, yeah, that was an air ball.
Okay. All right, so you like Oregon +3.5. Do you like Oregon 3.5 then? Okay, so he likes Oregon +3.5.
This man sound more confused than Les Smith on the picks. So, Taco, you starting to sound like Les.
No, you just went to another game.
Hold on, bro. You just went to another game.
What's up with that? No, I did not go to another game. You said Washington beat Auburn early in the year, and I said they did not. And then you're like, oh, that's an air ball. So I was like, I was asking if you wanted to change the pick to their opponent, Oregon +3.5.
About Washington play Washington State.
No. Washington plays Oregon, man.
Oh, good. West Coast.
Okay. So let's start there. It's a Washington,
Oregon. Hold on. I got to recalculate. You know what?
What's the reason?
I'm going Washington.
Okay, so nothing changes.
I'm still sticking with Washington, bro.
Okay, all right.
Taco, I'm going to try to say this as clearly as possible. I won't confuse you like John did.
What are you talking about?
Number 15, Wisconsin, going to face number 12, Michigan. If I'm not mistaken, the most recent line is Michigan favored by 9.5. Who you like, Taco?
You know what? To be honest with you, number one teams from each side of the Big Ten, man. But I think this is going to be Michigan's statement win. I really do. They're kind of similar, you know what I'm saying? Wisconsin's a little faster, but man, I just think that Michigan, this is going to be they just really statement, you know, big first statement win of the year, man.
All right.
I'm rolling with Michigan on that one, the cup.
Okay.
Michigan minus nine and a half. All right, so we know the opponents on that one. We're clear on that
Everything
one.
Everything sounded good.
He likes Michigan minus 9.5. Now it's time for the real test, Taco, and this has been something that has really given you some fits this year, and that is the Memphis Tigers. They got a top-10 ranked UCF team coming into town tomorrow. The line is up to UCF minus 5. This is your moment of truth, Taco. What do you think?
Memphis, outright win.
Holy moly.
Really?
I'm telling you, I got a feeling we're going to have it all together this week. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Last week, that was a gratifying win. You just like, whew, like post-quarter bliss. Whew, just, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm going Memphis, man. I think he's going to slow it down. You know, of course, UCF's probably a little faster than us. You know what I'm saying? They undefeated. What does that mean? Man, we got them in the house, man. We're going to take advantage. Go Tigers.
You going to be there? You going to be there, Taco, or you going to watch them home?
I'm just chilling at the house, bro.
Okay. You reserve that right, Taco, to support the Tigers however you please.
I'm going to have some breakfast with some jelly.
What you going to have? Like,
yeah.
Some pepperoni pizza with some jelly on it?
All right, Taco, I got the next one for you. It's the number 2 team in the nation. It's Georgia. They're going to face LSU on the road. LSU ranked 13th. They're 5-1. Georgia obviously still undefeated, 6-0. Georgia 7.5-point favorite, Taco. Will they cover?
They will cover plus some.
Okay.
I got, you know what I'm saying? Outside the Memphis pick, I'm thinking they get, you know, yeah, the Vegas might be a little off on this one.
Okay.
Vegas might be a little off. No, take that back. I'm telling you, no, they not off. It's going to be a blowout.
It's going to be a blowout. It'll
be about 14.
Wow. Okay, so you like Georgia minus 7.5.
Conviction. That's what I like.
Okay, all right. Not believing in it. Now, you believed in LSU earlier in the year, Taco. It sounds like you're no longer a believer.
Yeah.
Burrow can only
They let me down a couple of times.
Yeah.
And watch, this be the game they spring back, but I doubt it.
Mm-mm.
Georgia by 14.
All right, and then finally, Taco, Auburn, Tennessee. Auburn is favored by 15.
You know what? It's hard to predict Auburn whatever. You know what I'm saying? They've been tripping.
They can't score. You're right.
Right. And this might be the game that Tennessee actually, because Tennessee will score. It really seems like they just can't stop anybody. They're getting in the end zone now. And you know what? I'm saying Tennessee gonna cover.
Tennessee plus 15.
See, Taco just don't go with all the favorites here. Like
no, he doesn't. Hey, this is Grape Jelly Week right here.
Grape Jelly Week. That's what we're going to call it, Taco.
All right.
5-0 Grape real. Jelly.
After some initial confusion, Taco picked Washington minus 3.5. Then he likes Michigan minus 9.5, Memphis plus 5, Georgia minus 7.5, and then Tennessee plus 15. Does that sound right to you, Taco?
That sounds about right, man.
Excited.
Do you feel like in this process that you've learned a lot more about sports gambling?
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's what's kept me from really going down to the I didn't want to go to the counter sound like a complete imbecile. You know what I'm saying? Down in Tunica.
Mm.
So,
gotcha.
Now I feel like I'm ready to, you know what I'm saying?
Because last weekend you were just a little you weren't clear as to what the plus and minus meant on the spread.
Oh yeah, like that's just battery. All I know about plus and minus is battery. But now I got it now.
Positive.
Bro, you something else.
Taco, before we get out of here, you know we always have you on Fridays. Any wisdom for the weekend?
Just say no. And I ain't mean just say no to drugs. Just people have a problem saying no. And if people said no a little more often, the world would be a better place.
All right, there you go. Just say no.
You're a treasure, Taco.
Taco, we appreciate it, brother.
Have a good weekend. Appreciate y'all. Y'all stay up.
Yes, sir. He is Taco Meat. Follow him on Twitter, Taco901M. Every week, it's just like a highlight.
That was the best picks of the day. We got experts. We got Vegas calling. Taco Meat.
Taco Meat is better than any possible Vegas guest you could have.
No question.
Because he doesn't even know who's playing.
No. Okay, and who does need to know that, really?
Exactly. Like, his picks are his picks, damn it. It doesn't matter who they're playing.
There's people coming in and asking what his pick is, on Ole Miss, Arkansas. There's people that want to know Taco's knowledge.
He
just asked about Ole Miss, Arkansas.
He'd probably assume that Arkansas was playing Arkansas State. Doesn't matter.
No.
Washington could be playing Alabama. Washington.
No, you're right. That's a 7-point line.
We appreciate Taco for joining us every single week.
I like his knowledge.
In case you missed it, it's just like street
drops
knowledge,
that word.
You know
drops
like,
that word
every
day on you.
In case you missed it, Taco Meat liked Washington over Oregon -3.5, Michigan over Wisconsin -9.5, Memphis +5 against UCF, and he likes the Tigers outright to win the game. Georgia -7.5. Thinks that's going to be a blowout, he says. Oh. And then Tennessee will cover the 15 against Auburn. There you go. Should be a very profitable weekend for Taco Meat. We'll come back. Jeff Borzello has been covering the college basketball trials all week long. We'll get the latest from him and, which programs are under the scope, as it were. We'll talk to Jeff Borzello about that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Fatter than you were last year? Chronic fatigue? Low sex drive? Clothes sizes just kept getting bigger? Hi, I'm Dr. Keith Amadeo with Kyverville Weight Loss. It's football season again, so that means chicken wings, beer, and for the average male, an extra 10 pounds. There's never an easy time to lose weight or get healthy. Why not start now before you go up another belt size or shirt size? My program requires no exercise, no shots, or dangerous drugs. It's all natural, so if you're tired of being overweight, fatigued, and having low sex drive and shopping for bigger and bigger clothes, call my office at 901-221-8964 and mention ESPN Radio for 10% off for the fall football special. That's 901-221-8964.
Call Collierville Weight Loss now for your no-charge consultation at 901-221-8964. That's 901-221-8964. Or schedule your appointment online right now at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's the Jason and John Road Show, live today from Platinum Jewelers Grand Opening at 9387 Poplar Avenue for the new Germantown store on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Tiger Promotion. Promotions is a local Memphis company that does everything. They do t-shirts, screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and more. So if you got a business, an event coming up, a church, a school, then you need to give my man Lee Rainey at Tiger Promotions a call. There are hundreds of companies that do what Tiger Promotions does, but there's a reason people like Penny Hardaway and Mike Norvell are loyal customers, and it's because the Tiger Promotions is a step above. They print for the University of Memphis, the Grizzlies, and hundreds of other companies. So what's the difference? They're responsive in their service. As a customer, you ain't going to have to wait on emails or artwork. You're going to get responses that day. They take your business seriously. So go with somebody who's proven and does business with local companies, coaches, and people, not a national website or somebody who screen prints and does embroidery in their garage and doesn't understand Memphis. Give them a call, 901-674-5337, or check them out online at tigerpromotions.net. Jeff Borzello covers college basketball and college basketball recruiting for ESPN. He's been covering these college basketball trials all week long, and he joins us now. Mr. Borzello, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. There's no trial today, so I'm happy.
Getting out of court. Okay, so nice. First of all, congratulations on the nuptials.
Yeah, man.
You are now a married man. We're very happy for you. How is married life treating you?
It's good. It's good. It's only been about 6 weeks, but it's been good so far.
Good to hear. Keep us posted. So in terms of what we've learned in the first week of these trials, and we realize this is really just the beginning, what's been, in your mind, just sort of the biggest piece of the testimony and the trial so far?
Well, I think it was just how in-depth we really got to go inside the Brian Bowen recruitment. We don't usually get that sort of insight into a high major five-star recruitment. I mean, they went through basically all the alleged offers that schools had given to Brian Bowen Sr. via Christian Dawkins. Right down the line, we got inside the sort of the thought process of what AAU team he played for and what high school he went to. And so we just don't really usually get that sort of insight into recruitment. So to me, it was just sort of fascinating to go inside that. And to a lot of people, it was probably surprising to see, you know, the money thrown around. I mean, yeah. Allegedly Oklahoma State made an offer of $150,000 plus an $80,000 car. And this is for Brian Bowen. And obviously no offense to him, but he was a, you know, top 25-ish player. And so you think of that and you maybe extrapolate that to a top five player. And you're saying, wow, you know, the value on these players is just, you know, it might be higher than most people think.
I mean, in terms of, you know, and I think this is sort of the question. I mean, is this a lawful question, an ethics question, or is this just an NCAA issue? I guess that's kind of the heart of these trials, right? Like, are you proving like that laws were broken, and right, will you be able to get convictions, or is this just going to end up being, you know, an amateurism issue? What's been sort of your perspective on that so far?
Well, the judge made it pretty clear, you know, right before trial started, we're not going to legislate amateurism rules and NCAA rules, things like that. He said, you know, that's not for us to decide. That'll be decided somewhere else. So yeah, at the heart of what the prosecution is trying to prove is a couple of things. Is that, one, James Gatto, Merle Code, the two Adidas executives, and Christian Dawkins, the former runner for Andy Miller, that they were intentionally trying to defraud universities out of money. And by giving money to amateur athletes and then concealing it, they were, according to the prosecution, defrauding universities by still allowing these kids to get scholarship money. And so the defense is saying, well, hey, you know, the coaches were the ones pushing for the players, making the offers, and they were the ones trying to get these kids money. And so the prosecution is saying, hey, coaches aren't schools. So that's another thing they've been trying to show, is that college coaches and the actual university itself are two separate things. Now, again, common sense would say that's probably not the case, and so it's up to the jury to decide whether that's true or not. But, you know, to me, it's the prosecution's basically saying, hey, these guys intentionally defraud universities by, you know, giving money to players and causing them to be ineligible. And the defense is saying, hey, you know, this is just not the case. And the one thing they've proved, and I think they've done a really good job of this, is that especially for Bowen, they showed that he was ineligible the moment his dad took money from Adidas back when he was 15 for Bowen to switch to the Michigan Mustangs AAU program. And they're saying, hey, he was ineligible way, way before Adidas got involved to give him money to go to Louisville. This is not, you know, we were, if we gave money to Brian Bowen when he was ineligible, how are we the ones that are at fault for defrauding university? So I think it's just, it's a very, the prosecution's case is just, it's hanging on whether you believe that these schools were the victims as the prosecution is trying to paint them.
Jeff, I'm just curious what you think here. If you're Mark Emmert, obviously president of the NCAA, how are you watching this right now? Are you watching it biting your fingernails? Are you watching, are you going to play naive as this all comes out? And, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize this was going on in my game. Like, how do you think he's watching this?
I think he's probably watching this, you know, A, obviously with some level of disappointment that this is coming out into the public eye. But I think also, you know, I think it's easy for him to say that he didn't know this was going on. Because, to me, it's easy for a lot of people to say this. And even people that are in the industry, I'm not sure that we all knew that, you know, these sorts of numbers were being thrown around for high schools and AAU teams and some of these numbers being thrown around for colleges and so many colleges allegedly being more willing to make monetary offers for kids. And so I think that, you know, for people in the industry, if they can be naive about it, I think it's easy for Mark Emmert to say it. But again, you know, this is going to be a headache, I think, for the NCAA because
no question.
Fortunately for them, they sort of made that rule change recently where they can take investigations from outside or government entities and basically use that as their own. So I think, based on my reading of it, is that they can take the FBI's investigation and sort of use it as their own. But again, there's two more trials to go. And so if all these files aren't unsealed after this one and they have to wait until the end of the third trial, we could be waiting until May for the NCAA to even begin looking into this.
Do you think they will? Like, I know there will be a push for them to do it, but do they want to pull back those covers? Jeff, do they want to get as dirty as that can get?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think that it's interesting because, you know, there's a couple of things. I mean, A, just because a person made testimony under oath, does the NCAA have to take that at his word?
Right.
Do they have to take T.J. Gasnola's testimony to be 100% true or Brian Bowen Sr.'s testimony to be 100% true?
Yep.
And the NCAA, if they try to do their own investigation, these guys are not under any sort of obligation to talk to the NCAA. Right.
Right.
And so if the NCAA is going to have to figure out, you know, what is true, what's not, and who we can really talk to. I mean, and some of the names of players that have been thrown around, Dennis Smith Jr.,
yes,
guys like that, you know, Billy Preston, they're not in college. They're not going to talk to the NCAA. There's no obligation for them to. And so to me, it's going to be, you know, awfully difficult to really prove what's true and what's not unless Brian Bowen Sr. suddenly has receipts and stuff for these offers from schools. Can the NCAA say, hey, Oklahoma State, you allegedly made this offer, we're going to say it's true? I think that there has to be some level of proof or some receipt or some money trail for a lot of these things.
We are, of course, talking to Jeff Borzello, college basketball insider for ESPN. It feels like, I mean, this is a pretty, like, groundbreaking trial. I mean, to me, it's super interesting. I mean, maybe it's just because I live in the world of college basketball, but it doesn't feel like, Jeff, that it's, you know, the average, you know, the casual college basketball fan is, you know, super, you know, invested in it. Is it because people just have assumed for years and years and years that this was all going on and that they're not, you know, surprised in any way, shape, or form by the details that are coming out about, you know, about how top guys are recruited?
I think part of it's that. I think that people are sort of jaded that, you know, there's been, you know, stories and scandals in the past about top kids getting paid and things like that. But I think the other part, maybe the bigger part, is that there's been such a push in recent years, and it's almost an overwhelming majority of casual fans, they believe that college athletes should be paid. And so I think a lot of people are looking at this and saying, you know, what's the big deal? These kids deserve to get some sort of money. If they cannot be played for playing in college, they should be able to get money from other places. What's wrong with Adidas giving money to a guy that they want to sign in a year? The kids should be able to make that money. And so I think a lot of people are looking at this and saying, yes, it's against the NCAA rules, but, you know, we don't agree with the NCAA rules, and we think that kids should be paid. So to maybe the casual fan and a lot of casual fans, this seems like government overreach And this seems like another example of the NCAA holding kids down. And so, I mean, I'm not saying I believe that, but I'm saying for a lot of casual fans, they're saying, what's the big deal?
I guess I'm kind of asking you to project a little bit here, but what I guess what people really care about is, you know, for these programs like Kansas and Arizona and NC State, and we certainly expect there will probably be more from here. You know, is there an expectation that this is going, there's going to be any kind of punishment, and not just like slap on the wrist like North Carolina type academic fraud punishment, but like real punishment for these programs who are implicated in these trials?
I think it's a good question, and I think, again, like, we might have to wait a long time before if a lot of this. So in yesterday's trial, they try to bring up a couple of other recruitments to T.J. Gesnell and ask questions about them, and they were quickly objected to, and the judge sustained the objection and basically wouldn't allow the questions about other recruitments and other schools not involved to be entered into the discussion here. And so a lot of the quote-unquote dirt that could have come out of the trial so far just hasn't really happened, and it's sort of stuck to the guys that we knew about. And we knew Billy Preston was involved in some stuff in the past, and Silvio D'Souza and Dennis Smith Jr. and Brian Bowen. There just hasn't been a ton of new stuff, and so I think just some of the, you know, like I said, the quote-unquote dirt that people were expecting, it just hasn't really happened yet. And so I think we're gonna have to wait until maybe these files get unsealed and some of these recordings come out, and you know, until that happens, it remains to be seen what's going to happen. And again, the NCAA probably has to wait until May, until the third trial is done. I don't know what they can do based on what we've seen so far, unless they're taking testimony from guys that made deals with the prosecution not to go to jail, essentially. They have to take that at their word.
Jeff, how many T.J. Gasnolas are out there? You know what I mean? The guys that operate in that role. And Gary Parrish had talked about this, and you probably seen him around too, how, you know, he's just sort of everywhere. You know, Gary would see him everywhere, and you get used to those kind of guys being around. How many guys are out there like that doing, you know, dropping off the money? How many of these guys are out there in college basketball?
I think there's a lot more than most people think, and I think there's probably – I'm just thinking it all starts from the top of my head. I mean, I think you could talk about maybe a dozen guys that have some sort of affiliation with a shoe company that are out there, you know, trying to make some moves and make things happen and steer kids. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that are in TJ's role that are considered, you know, shoe brand reps that do things cleanly, and they go out and they evaluate and they try to get guys for the brand. But there are some people in that role that will, you know, funnel money to kids to get them to go to a sneaker-sponsored school. So there's a lot of guys in TJ's role. Not all of them, you know, are dropping bags left and right. But there are other people just like him that you'll see at every event, and you won't know that they're the ones behind a couple of the big commitments we've seen.
We are, of course, talking to Jeff Borzello, college basketball insider for ESPN. You got a post up on ESPN.com about Big Blue Madness. I believe Vernon Carey is going to be on a visit to Kentucky this weekend. And then you kind of go through, and this is, you know, of particular interest to people here in Memphis, because you kind of go through all the other bigs that Kentucky is recruiting. James Wiseman, obviously, Vernon Carey, Isaiah Stewart, JD McDaniels, and then Matthew Hurt. I guess how many of them do they have legitimate shots with? And do you think James Wiseman could play, you know, alongside a Vernon Carey, alongside, you know, a Jaden McDaniels? What's your take on that?
I mean, to answer the second question first, I do think Wiseman could play along a Carey or an Isaiah Stewart, maybe a little bit better than he could play alongside McDaniels, just because, especially for Isaiah Stewart, he's like an Elton Brand type. He'll play back to the basket. He'll go get you, you know, 18 and 10 every night. And so Wiseman will have the ability to float a little bit and step out to the perimeter and things like that. You know, McDaniels likes to do some of those same things, and Matt Hurt likes to do some of those same things. So, you know, they might run into each other a little bit more often. But in terms of him and Carrier, him and Stewart, I could definitely see them coexisting. In terms of the big men that Kentucky are going after, if you had asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said, you know, they were in a really good spot for Isaiah Stewart. They didn't make his final list. They visited him at his high school, and almost immediately they set an official visit. And when that happens, especially when talking about Kentucky, it's like, okay, Kentucky, you know, is probably in a good spot for this kid. And then visits sort of came and went. The Kentucky buzz died down a little bit. And so now it seems like they're, you know, not totally out, but they're sort of just in the mix with a bunch of other schools. And so I think Kentucky, they're really going into this in this class, in terms of big men, I think they want, you know, three or four big men. So I think that they're worried that, you know, P.J. Washington leaves and E.J. Montgomery leaves and Nick Richards leaves, and obviously Reed Travis is a grad transfer. So they want, you know, at least three big men in this 2019 class. And in terms of the elite guys, I think they're hoping to get two of them.
And but what's interesting about sort of this piece is what it lays out is, like, Memphis needs James Wiseman, in my opinion, a lot more than Kentucky does, because, like you point out, they're in there with Vernon Carey, even though it feels like Duke has the inside track. But, you know, Isaiah Stewart, Jaden McDaniels, Matthew Hurt, I mean, these are all guys that they are involved with. So if James Wiseman ended up going to Memphis, it would not be nearly as devastating for them as it would be, conversely, for Penny Hardaway and the Tigers.
Yeah, the interesting thing to me about Kentucky and their big man chase is that they're not the clear leader for any of them. And so, I mean, I don't think John Calipari is going to strike out on his, you know, five of his top front court targets, because he doesn't usually. But, you know, I do think they have ground to make up for pretty much all of them. So if they do miss on Wise, and if he ends up going to Memphis, you know, Kentucky is going to have to reassess their board and say, hey, you know, we might not be leading for Jaden McDaniels or Isaiah Stewart or Vernon Carey or Matt Hurt. And so I think that they almost might be looking at Wiseman to say, hey, this is our best shot. It's pretty much us against Memphis. Let's try to get him out of the way. And sort of the next guy we get is basically a luxury pick. If they miss on Wiseman, they're going to be looking at it and say, oh, man, like we have ground to make up on multiple kids if we're going to get an elite big man.
I don't know if you've heard any buzz, but I will ask you the obligatory Wiseman question. Have you heard any buzz on James Wiseman's recruitment? And if you have, what is it?
I mean, today, right now, on Friday, October, whatever today is, I think that I still think Memphis has a slight lead. I think Kansas maybe has a little bit better shot than most people think, but I do think it's still a Kentucky-Memphis battle. And, you know, I thought Memphis had the inside track for a couple of months now, and I haven't heard anything to truly dissuade me from continuing to think that.
Jeff, appreciate your time as always, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate having me on. Thanks.
Yep. He is Jeff Borzello, covers college basketball for ESPN. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
At Cordell & Cordell, we focus on representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time they will ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, the role in their children's lives. That's an immense responsibility that our clients entrust us with, and we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before, and it's our hope that you'll choose to entrust us with what's most important to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys, a partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Cordell & Cordell, 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Congrats, you made it! Through National Ice Cream Day, National Hot Dog Day, and even National Sunglasses Day, you took on the heat, took care of the yard, and even took a vacation. But now it's October, and you finally have a chance to breathe. And with that chance to breathe also comes a chance for fun when you play new October Instant Games. Pick up one of four new games for a chance to win $1,000 up to $1,000,000. Fall into some fun with new October Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
One, two, it's coming for you. Three, four, you could win much more. Five, six, on a scratch ticket. Seven, eight, it's not too late. The new haunted Jumbo Bucks instant game. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly great way to celebrate Halloween. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly. 9:10, time to play again.
Ever heard of Gabby Salinas? If you're an illegal immigrant, you'll love her. Salinas doesn't believe that criminal behavior by illegal immigrants should be reported to federal authorities. That's right. Gabby Salinas wants illegals to stay, even if they commit crimes here in Tennessee. Opposing law enforcement, endangering our communities, and all for politics. Surprised? Don't be. Gabby Salinas supports the far left, people like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi,
extreme liberals on a mission to change America for the worse. Their policies would raise your taxes, eliminate jobs, and kill the economy you've worked so hard to build. Salinas is in lockstep with them and out of step with Tennesseans. Salinas's extreme policies may be great for illegals, but they're terrible for Tennessee.
Paid for by MACPAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
William Sonoma is holding job fairs. That's right. They are holding job fairs this weekend at their Memphis and Olive Branch locations. The Memphis location is at 4600 Sonoma Cove. That's 38118. And the Olive Branch location is at 7755 Polk Lane in Olive Branch. This is a great job, perfect job for a high schooler, for a college student. You can earn a lot of different bonuses. You can apply in person from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Employees have the opportunity to earn up to $750 as a seasonal bonus incentive, up to $1,500 as a seasonal rehire bonus, and up to $300 a person as a referral bonus. I've already told you it is the most wonderful job of the year, so go check them out. Job fairs this weekend at their Memphis and Olive Branch locations, 4600 Sonoma Cove for Memphis and 7755 Polk Lane in Olive Branch.
If you want to instantly add style or personality to your home or business, call Chip Wiggins at Affordable Blinds of Memphis. He'll set up an appointment for a free in-home consultation, show you all the samples, colors, and options from the beautiful mobile showroom, measure everything, price the job, order the products, and come back to install them in 1 to 3 weeks. It's that simple and easy. No need to try to wrestle with it yourself. Affordable Blinds is the highest quality and the shortest turnaround time. So call Affordable Blinds at 753-5822 or just Google Affordable Blinds Memphis. It's the easy way to add style to your home or business for the holidays.
Anyone can do delivery, but when you consider the source, only Kroger can bring you the fresh, delicious food and quality products you already know and love. And no matter how you like to get your groceries, Kroger makes it easy with store pickup, delivery, and now shipping right to your door. So shop online with the Kroger app or at Kroger.com today.
Treat your family to fresh, juicy strawberries. Right now, you can take home 2 pounds for just $2.99 with your Plus card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
The Papa John's Extra Large Pizza Deal means you can share a delicious extra large pie with more people. Like who, you ask? Well, you can share it with your friends and their friends and their friends. You can share it with Becky from work and Kevin from working out, the neighbors on your block, that lady around the corner, the guy up the road, the girl down the street, and the people just across the table. Your family. For just $10, enjoy an extra large two-topping pizza and add a 2-liter Pepsi for just $2 more. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Prices and participation may vary, taxes, tip, delivery fee extra.
One entertainment designed just for you? Well, Xfinity has just what you need with customizable streaming TV. Now you can pick the TV you want and get fast internet speeds all at a better value. You want to save money? Ask about flexible channel packs. Want all your streaming apps in one place? Get X1 or stream live TV and the latest movies and shows on any device. Whatever you want, whatever you need, Xfinity has you covered with customizable streaming TV. Now, that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second download speed, plus TV for $40 each a month for 2 full years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires eco bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Offer ends 11/4/18. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra, and subject to change after agreement. Regular rates apply.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's the Jason and John Road Show, live today from Platinum Jewelers Grand Opening at 9387 Poplar Avenue for the new Germantown store, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We've been out at Platinum Jewelers all day long. grand opening here at their Germantown location.
They have had a lot of traffic.
They have had a lot of traffic indeed. So a good day for
Preston,
for sure.
Yep.
We're honored to be a part of it for the grand opening here.
Appreciate him having us.
Lots of great stuff you can win here. All you got to do is buy anything in the store. They got a signed Penny Hardaway jersey.
I still see it. I'm looking at it.
Yep, it's nice.
Still here.
It's very nice. And I verified to make sure it was Penny Hardaway's signature.
Is that really his signature? That's not a little Penny. That's real Penny.
It is absolutely Penny Hardaway's signature. Preston didn't sign that for Penny. That's Penny's real signature. Also, they got floor seats for Grizzlies and Tiger games as well. Just come on out. And even though we won't be here, you can still win. So come on out to 9387 Poplar, Germantown, in Germantown for the Platinum Jewelers grand opening. All right, man, we're getting close. We're about 24 hours away, Jason.
And we are
24 hours from the biggest conference game.
Well, now the taco meat is big Memphis. I do. I feel like it's even bigger.
There's an added air.
That jelly.
Exactly.
This is the grape jelly week.
Are you feeling him on that? I kind of am.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
nobody expects him to even show, you know, to have a chance in this game.
I thought you were talking about grape jelly.
I know how you feel about grape jelly, brother.
I think you guys. It's like an EBT card struggle, what y'all are on, bro. I mean, if you're going
to put sounds like good eating to me,
grape jelly on pizza and chicken wings, I mean, dude, you need some help.
For real. I had somebody back up the meatloaf thing. So I mean, a little fruit sauce on his meatloaf.
Fruit sauce on your meatloaf?
First of all, I don't eat meatloaf. That's where y'all gone wrong. Y'all eat meatloaf?
It's because you have a childish palate.
No, I think y'all just are savage.
Let's just gonna start talking about the palate.
I think y'all are just Neanderthals. That's what I think.
Well, I will say I'm probably a little closer to John. I mean, I'm a man that likes my steak well done, obviously. I'm a little closer to John Neanderthal side of eating than I am Bennett, who's clearly upper crust elite level palate.
Mm-hmm. No, Bennett is a Neanderthal. That's the side of things he's on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
you put a little Mandarin jelly with your pork, Bennett, your white meat. I thought so. I can tell my mom does that. I knew you did too.
I bet you.
She's white as well.
I bet you eat caviar and escargot and.
Dude, I cannot. You know how much money I make. I can't afford that crap.
I'm just saying, if you had it in front of you, you would really enjoy it.
If somebody put some caviar in front of me, I'd probably
just enjoy that chicken and waffles they had over here, Platinum Jewelers.
Yes, he did.
And
yes,
he took that on down.
Man, I mean, it's been that kind of day out here at Platinum Jewelers. But anyway, we are 24 hours away from the game.
History, John. They're going to stop the 18-game winning streak. You have predicted it. Taco Meat has now predicted it.
Well, what about you? Well, you think we're going to get out of here without you weighing in on the game, dog?
Come on, man. UCF's winning this game.
Let's just keep it real.
I know. I know what you do.
Boo.
Nobody's going to remember that you picked Memphis. Now,
nope.
They might remember Taco because we'll go back over his picks, but nobody's going to remember you did. So I know why you do this, because you have nothing to lose. You pick Memphis, everybody remembers, he picked the upset.
That's right.
Give John Martin credit.
Thank you.
If they lose, nobody remembers that you picked them to win. So I know what you're doing. I'm trying to keep it real.
I just don't think you could ever lose by picking the home team.
No, when we get very serious, for me, it comes down to Brady White. I know that run game's going to do fairly well. I know that UCF's going to stack the box, and Memphis still, but it's going to come down to keeping the drive going. You just talked about how important time possession is in terms of keeping that UCF offense off the field. You're going to need 12, 13 play drives. You're going to need Brady White to convert third down passes. I'm not telling you he's got to be great tomorrow to win, but he's got to be good.
Yeah, and it is interesting. We have Marginato on, and he pointed out, you've obviously pointed out how his numbers are very comparable, if not better, than McKenzie Milton's.
Than McKenzie Milton's. Giannato took it to the previous two
Riley
quarterbacks Memphis has had, two guys that have gotten NFL shots.
Brady's numbers are better than those two. And it is interesting. He has been much maligned by Memphis fans.
I mean, when I brought this up to you, y'all looked like I had three eyes. When I'm saying, you know, we've been tough on him, but look at these numbers, and just think about it. You end up with Mike Norvell back. With Brady White back, how good do you feel about it in year two? I realize there's still weapons around those guys, that some pieces you'd have to, you know, not everybody will be back. Exactly what Bennett just said, way better. If you're Norvell, you probably feel the same way. So there's no reason, you know, win or lose here, what happens? You get some job offer, right? Maybe not what you expected this up. There's no reason to go jump at the wrong job. It's what Jeff and I were talking about this morning. If all this keeps him in the fold for Memphis in a second year with Brady White, it's going to look better next year. And then maybe the right job for Norvell calls. And how is that not a good thing
net
for Memphis if Mike Norvell is back? A net positive, exactly.
It is a little awkward.
So either way it goes,
This game is a little awkward.
That's my point.
And it's what we went through with Mark earlier. It's awkward because, frankly, here's the truth. it benefits Memphis more if they lose that game tomorrow. In the long run, it benefits Memphis more.
You're talking about from a money standpoint, yes. What you're getting from the conferences, Mark,
playoffs,
about. Yes.
Because.
You know that.
Well,
yeah.
it's just weird, though, because it's like you're not going to not go try to win the game.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to root for them all day long. You want them to stop the streak.
But if the streak continues, so it just
continues. You can find the good. In a loss
easily,
against that. Very easily. Very easily, exactly. That's the way to put that.
Because again, if the streak happens to continue tomorrow at the hands of Memphis, you know, UCF probably not going to lose a game this year.
I don't think so.
You know what I mean?
They'll be favored, certainly,
and
the
so
rest of them.
They're going to, once again, they're going to be, for a second straight year, in the conversation. They're going to make an access bowl. They're
making
gonna be,
noise
they're
for
gonna
your
be left.
Conference.
They're going to be
Tigers
left.
Fans.
And that's going to, guess what? You get paid.
That.
You get paid. That stuff trickles down. You know?
And you know, as fans of this program needs that money. They need that move up from whatever they were getting that first contract, $2-3 million,
yeah.
Up to whatever it's going to be. We've heard Rudd, you know, project, what, 6-8, whatever it's going to be. However you can, you
correct.
Need the increase. Memphis needs
no
the
doubt.
Increase. Everybody
and
outside
just,
the Power 5
lends,
needs that.
And it just lends credibility to your football program and your conference when you have a team representing
that
it
as
in,
well.
In the New Year's Day Bowls 2 years in a row.
Well, and you've got the ratings to prove it. When UCF is on, people watch. That's good
that's
for the
conference. That's the other thing. Like, this,
the best thing you've got going for
you right
now.
This is going
right
to be a visually pleasing football game.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know about you. I hate Big Ten football. I hate the way they play. Like, the defensive wars and stuff,
yeah.
I got no time for that. I want to see 40 to, you know, 50-point outputs.
Well, you must love the Big 12, then.
I love the Big 12.
I know you do.
I don't
see. I can't get down
I have no
like
time
that.
For defense.
I can't get down with 4- and 5-hour games.
I watch the NFL for defense.
I hear you on that. You don't have much of it with your NFL team, but I
well,
hear
I don't
you
watch,
on that.
I don't watch my team,
yeah. Wow.
As you know.
Now you don't.
You
were a proud man coming into this season. You were even proud after you traded Khalil. You thought I wasn't going to do a dang thing for anybody.
I was not very proud after we traded Khalil.
Okay.
I was not. I was not.
I
was not happy about
that. Fine with Derek and Johnny.
And now, you know, now we're going to get the number 32 overall pick because y'all going to win the Super Bowl. That's the crazy part.
Nobody win the Super Bowl.
Huh?
But we may spoil some people's plans.
Now you're going.
Who predicting Super Bowl? I told you when this was done. I've never been more right, John, than what happened with Khalil Mack. Said 8-8's the floor. Mitch Trubisky's the ceiling. We just saw it last week. You've seen this team. It's top two, top three defense in the league now,
yeah.
With Khalil. I know we're getting off, but I got to make clearly, dude, he's put us so far ahead of schedule, John. We were thinking playoffs 2 years. Now we're thinking it this year.
No, that's true.
And maybe even going further than just one, you know, one or two, you know, one playoff game.
All right, let me ask you this.
It's exciting, brother. It's exciting to be a Bear fan right now. Don't you rain on my parade.
Before we get out of here, what are you going to do as soon as you get done with this show? What's on your agenda?
Man, go look at my car, brother. It is. I can't even drive. I can't even look behind me because I got ladders, lamps, clothes. I got to probably make one more trip to the old house. We got to get it all out to Cordova.
Yep.
Got to meet the people from the Homeowners Association. We do all that out the new place. It's going to be about unpacking my life, John. 13 years of life.
Awesome. Awesome. Well,
Good luck, Jason.
Thank you, Ben.
Let me know if I can help.
You're going to do this too soon. It's just going to go a lot smoother for you. You won't have as many issues as I did. Again, nothing against Live Love. If not for them, I'm not in this spot.
No question.
It's just all this other junk.
Yeah.
Anything that could have gone wrong, John.
Well, hopefully it's the opposite tomorrow inside the Liberty Bowl. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to Platinum Jewelers for having us out here today.
Yes.
Thanks to all
Very
our guests
kind.
Who joined us today. Mark Giannato, Jel Theismann, Taco Meat, and, of course, Jeff Mandela for joining the show today. Eric Hastine's up next. Kevin Pelton will join
You're
him.
All right.
So,
hey.
Yeah, should be a fun show.
And you'll join him.
And I will join him as well.
What time are you joining him, John?
I'm going to join him at 3 o'clock Central Standard Savings Daylight Time. So make sure you do not miss that. That's going to do it for us. For Jason, I'm John, and we're gone.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Step right up.
It's an old fortune teller machine.
Yeah, I think I've got a quarter.
Soon, prescription drugs will put you in the poorhouse, not a beach house.
There goes our nest egg.
How did he know about our plans for a beach house?
I see everything.
Whoa. Oh, my.
You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about affordable Part D prescription drug plans? Give us a call or visit fbhealthplans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plans, we've got you covered.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
Fall is the time of year you might want to check your boot situation and get prepared for the cold, wet weather ahead. And if you want the best of the country's leading brands like Justin, Ariat, Corral, and Lucchese, Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans is your one-stop shop. Looking for boots on the internet? Cowboy Corner's prices are comparable or less than the online stores. And at Cowboy Corner, you can try them on to get the correct size and take them with you. Since 1957, Cowboy Corner has been your best source for Western boots, work boots, and Western apparel for the entire family. On Goodman Road in South Haven.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Ball picked up by Watanabe. He gets by Holiday to the rim. Lays it up. Lays it in. Yuta Watanabe with a bucket. And the Grizzlies lead by three. Timeout, Indiana.
Grizzlies game night at 6 o'clock Friday night with Gary Darby. The network pregame at 6:30. And then Rockets Grizzlies at 7 o'clock Friday night with Eric Hasseltine on the call.
92.9 FM ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
The Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m.
You ain't got to do nothing on what?
92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.